the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has proposed this major expansion of the information required for an ESTA application, which is used by tourists from those visa waiver program countries. That means countries where travelers can stay in the U.S. for up to 90 days without needing to get a visa. Now, for the last few years, there's been an option to include your social media handles on those applications. But under this proposed change, which still has not gone into law yet, that would now become mandatory. And people's profiles would have to be made public as well, meaning that officers could comb through up to 5 years of data that people have posted online. They're also going to be asking in this application for phone numbers and email addresses used within the last 5 years, as well as names, dates of birth, places of birth, residences, and telephone numbers of immediate family members as well. Now, the process will also move away from the website that CBP has and move to a mobile app, which will mean that features like passport chip verification and mandatory live selfie check and facial recognition will all now be able to be used as well. It's worth noting, though, that these changes are already in effect for anyone looking to get an immigrant class visa to the US or anyone coming here on a work or study visa. But this marks a noted shift from the administration, with regular tourists from typically allied nations now coming under increased scrutiny. According to one immigration law office, the kind of things that officials are looking for include expressions of hostility towards the US government, comments interpreted as support for extremist groups, online affiliations with flagged organizations, as well as inconsistencies between online content and submitted application materials. But really, the scope for what is considered against US interest is what is concerning some groups now.